I would like to take the opportunity to thank Mr. Selwyn Hart for that insightful video presentation. For this afternoon, we are privileged and honored to have with us the following distinguished panel members who will be sharing with us their perspectives and views. His Excellency, Dr. Zukisi Kobo, who is the Ambassador and Permanent Mission of South Africa to the World Trade Organization at Geneva. For the past 25 years, Dr. Kobo has worked across the public service, academia, and policy think tank environment, and was appointed as the Presidential Economic Advisory Council by President Cyril Ramaphosa in 2019. He also served as a chief director at the Department of Trade and Industry, playing a key role in formulating South Africa's trade policy. He was also a consultant to the World Bank and helped craft the investment framework for agriculture development in South Africa, and was also an expert at the UNECA, among many important roles. He was also a visiting professor at the Wit School of Governance at the University of Witwatersrand, South Africa. And he's a published author on many thoughtful work, especially China-US relation, digital features, and African agency. We also have among our panelists Mr. Sepsien Hariosito, who is the Deputy of Investment and Mining Coordination, Coordinating Ministry for Maritime Affairs and Investment in Indonesia. He has successfully driven various government projects financing across different sectors, from energy to infrastructure to tourism. And he held the position of an expert staff in different ministries, as well as executive officer at the president, at the presidency, coordinating ministry for political, legal, and security affairs, and coordinating ministry for maritime affairs since 2015, and is recognized as project structurer amongst the government with private sector stakeholders. We also have Mr. Chen Xinyu. Mr. Chen Xinyu is the Director of Mineralogy Department, Institute of Mineral Resources at the Chinese Academy of Geological Sciences in China. He also served as the Secretary General of Mineralogy Committee, the Geological Society of China, and Secretary to the New Mineral and Mineral Nomenclature Committee, Mineralogy, Petrology, and Geochemistry Society of China. He was also the Deputy Director of Technical Committee of Microbeam Analysis Standardization Administration of China, and committee member of the Scientific Experimentation Standardization Committee of Chinese Society for Testing and Materials. We also have Dr. Erika Ingewald, Acting Head of Department, Mineral Information and Mining Industry at the Geological Survey of Sweden. She had been a managing role at the Geological Survey of Sweden for the last decade, leading activities related to understanding and improving critical raw materials value chains. And presently, she is the Acting Head of Department, Mineral Resources, reporting to the Director General. Since 2018, Erika has been Vice Chair of the Bureau of the Expert Group in Resource Management, representing Sweden, and was part of the team that developed the Nordic Guidance Document on UNFC, the United Nations Framework for Classification of Natural Resources, among other accomplishments. And we also have Mr. Sepsien Hariosito, who is the Deputy of Investment of Mining Coordination for the Coordinating Minister of Maritime, whom I've introduced earlier. I have two questions for this very brilliant panelist that we have. I will raise the question, and each panelist will have a maximum of 3 minutes to address the question. The first question is, what is the biggest concern related to critical energy transition minerals, and why? You have the floor, Dr. Kobo.